show. Today we're particularly alive on Interstate I-70 East, driving through Northern Ohio. I'm going to be bringing to you today a recording of a reading that happened at 192 Books in Chelsea last week, and three poets read. They are Anthony Madrid, Latasha N. Nevada Diggs, and Ish Klein. And I'm going to introduce them all right now, and then I'm just going to play the recordings for you. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about them before I do that. So the first poet, Anthony Madrid, he has a new book coming out tomorrow, I believe, from Canarium Books. The title of it is long and fantastic, and I don't have it in the car with me right now. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about the form of the poems that he's reading. It's a form called a ghazal. That's ghazal, spelled G-H-A-Z-A-L, which is a form that originated in Iran during the 10th century. It continues to be written, recited, and sung in the Middle East, Northern Africa, and India. It's an Arabic word, ghazal, that means discourse or talk to women. And the form originally was used for expressions of unrequited love towards women, but the Persian language does not distinguish between genders in pronouns, and many of the early courtly ghazals are believed to have been written to young boys. The form's structure, which you'll hear as he's reading two of these ghazals, is composed of a series of independently themed couplets, which are called sher, and they have a consistent meter and rhyme scheme. One of the defining features of the ghazal is the repetition of a word or phrase that first appears in both lines of the first couplet. And a couplet, for those of you new to poetry, is just two lines that are separate, a stanza composed of two lines. This word or phrase, known as the radif, is similar to a refrain in that its repetition establishes an echo or return to something. The second line of each sher in the ghazal contains the radif established in the first sher. Another interesting feature, which you will hear Anthony Madrid doing, is the customary practice of the poet putting their own name or a pen name somewhere in the final couplet, known as makta. Anthony Madrid will read first. After he reads, you will hear Latasha N. Nevada Diggs, who is an amazing performance poet, I guess is one way to describe her, in that she really performs her work and does a ton of recording and like live performance as well, and she's received many wonderful accolades and grants. She doesn't have a book out, which is interesting, and I think that it has something to do with the fact that and those are my children in the car with me. It has something to do with the fact that she is coming out of a performance tradition, and so her work, I feel like, is pretty wonderfully situated to become part, even more part than it already is, of the whole sort of audio landscape that we're entering, where in which texts are broadcast in so many different ways. So that's who you're going to hear second. The third poet is Ish Klein. She has two books of poetry out, and they're both from Canarium Books, which is the same press that's publishing Anthony Madrid's books. Her two books, I can remember their titles. One is called Union, and the other is called Moving Day. And I'm now going to just play those poets reading their work. And again, this is the Living Poets Show. I'm Rebecca Wolf. I'm recording this in my moving car in Ohio. But it's today. It's the same day that you're going to listen to this.
Let's watch this liver-colored devil making his way down Lover's Lane. I want to watch him walk up the wall at the dead end of Lover's Lane. Let the wicked man and the wicked woman shut their complaining mouths. I shall come round to them presently, shall give them a pond in which to mate. They are dreaming, these uplifters. They look for great things from a foolish people. They are still operating at the level of the truth shall set you free. Let the poet boy write his own language, and I don't mean his mother tongue. Let him write the language that results from having his precious ego sucked in the eye. I used to think I favored the old horse trader's attitude towards beauty. A squinting shrewd and capitalist, I, what a lie. I came back to NYU and said, New York always something to look at, and I met one enslaving beauty girl after another. The lewd toddler is a natural thief, and whatever he steals, he puts in his mouth. He is perpetually finding pearls to pop into his obscenely white oral oyster. A book is a dead thing. Take it to bed, you're asleep in a minute. Whereas if a friend is lying next to you talking, you stay up all the night. That's the way to write, Madrid. Be like a pillow-talking friend. A good friend, full of question and answer, head propped up on one hand. This one has the attractive title, Girls Who Are Unfaithful and at the Same Time Relentlessly Honest. Girls who are unfaithful and at the same time relentlessly honest are not operating in accord with the darker than any mystery. Only she who is relentlessly faithful and meanwhile full of lies can be said to be in accord with the darker than any mystery. The madness of love takes many forms. In me, it's the illusion. I am Abul Majduddi Ben Adam Sanai Ghaznavi. He wanted the whole universe to be an unconjugated verb. I won't say which. I'll let you guess. Ha! Right on the first try. Yet to me, love is not even a noun. It's merely a case inflection. Any name in the DL triple X can be inflected for Ishka Majazi. So don't say God is great. Say God is glamour. That's what you mean. The almighty bottom is the bhakti. God is the ultimate top. And that's why the Tibetan fuckmaster king says, if a halt were put to all coupling, the human race would end not in a generation, but that very instant. And if I am impenetrable in this and my other verses, it is only because you can't penetrate a wall that is not there. I am the poet Mardud, I had no childhood. Whoever wants to get my meaning will have to turn her back on her childhood.
How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually very happy today. It's been a very long day of a lot of walking, but I'm actually very happy. Marmota Monax Mizrahi feeds Chichi Mugler at the latex ball. Call the child legendary Tansa across for broad, plump, agrarian fierceness. Marmota Monax Mizrahi served fur realness for decades. It was never about how she bought it. She was born with it. No one thought she could battle the twisters, thought she had retired to a burrow somewhere, but her arabesque, they gagged and lived for. Her dip-controlled grace permit said it all. Shablam, that's how you eat it. I'm in charge of the girls. Don't mind the stubby tray. It's not for you. The daughters thought they'd turn out the skirt with youth in long angular limbs, linear rigid action given to geometrics and dramatics, something young knees could withstand, but this bitch. The undeniable openness of Marmota Monax Mizrahi duck walk sealed it, her exhibition punishing. Her attack position, cougar cunt realness, new way. Reinvention, old way, lowland, vegan butch. The children were not ready. Twisters ate. Marmota Monax Mizrahi broke it down, spun whirlwinds around cunts by passing inflamed endorsements, those short limbs with symmetry, saying, let me get my life back, packaged in Timberland boots, white tube socks, black latex hot pants. Marmota Monax Mizrahi tutted her wrist. She refused to be chopped. Spins, catwalks, duck walks, dips, dips, duck walks, lollies spin. The Marmota could not be denied. Work, work, you woodchuck bitch, the crowd screamed. 13 crowns of tens, the trophy placed in her claws with her final bow. I love you all for loving me. King Sani, the mystical crutch, while listening to Mars Volta, this apparatus must be unearthed. To panther, to a small house cat, to sand, to dust, to water, to metal, the flesh talk. The flesh chalk, the crotch top secret, phallus, fantasia, kindish, and relaxed pain, said to walk through bedlin walls. To Gary, to monkey shine, to Brazil, to water, to combustion. The prodigal bulge overwhelms. It is a bubblegum kink, a sheets interloper, a radical since 1979, a brujo, a Tommy gun, a werewolf, a kudos-derived crotch screaming at his maharashi. This crotch is a roller coaster. It radiates beside Pavarotti. It makes uncouth melody mill about in Netherland. It is a holistic crotch with dynamic roundabouts, a slay of hand, a nip, a tug, a tuck, underpeeled. The bulb achieves menagerie. Its cuss brings gifts to the supreme leader. To Peter, to Pinga, to muscle gestures, the crust has had a speculative center. Its tantrum is a Ferris wheel. The crutch has radar, fancies the shattering of glass bottles, serenades to black supermodels with jerry curls. It plods the gravel, pleads to molt and spill. It is a riveted masquerader, military adorner, a conveniently omitted crotch so weighed down the bulge was never appraised, just burrowed into a world parable. Never fashioned into a plaything, with its head engorged and polished scrotum taunted, its bad boy innuendos become encrusted with conflict-free Swarovskis. No one heard the howls from its flaccid state leveling the skies, so it awoke the dead and demanded petitions. Were the gods that crazed to create such a sensationalized crotch? Did the universe ever welcome this quiver shiver? Pride, the giving crotch prize, this is a charitable crotch. Root, the naive, rotting crotch makes roots. This was a charitable crotch. To skin one's flesh, to make skeletons throb, to make royalties roil and dribble during nocturnal emission, to a yard made from two nervous bodies, to become a pelvic jolt clad in leather and metallic cod straps. Thud and thrust, calculate a jackhammer. A bolt fixed in the camera lens. The crotch wanted to be a deity, but later auctions off its tatty penny loafers. It collapsed. It minces the dirt now. It is a crotch that once directed winds, resurrected elephants, freed dolphins, to become Dracula, to become crooner, to become a wall. The crotch no longer desires to spin gold thread, something it now admits foolish to replicate. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you, Rebecca, for including me in the issue. And thank you all so much for having this event. I'm really honored to be meeting with you. Thank you. All right, so I'll start. This is from the fence. Eggheads and rejects in and around science fiction society. And of course, when I say reject, it is meant as self-reject. There is only the self, no inherent meaning but for flow. I have been in the hall where certain people have not succumbed to television, so I tell you, Grateful I am that you can be not so scrambled and with memory. I have undergone the reject stamp. Somewhere in the back of my head, my soul said yes to the scientist, yes to the scab. I think it was a capture in a game like Isolated Pawn. No, I do not like Isolated Pawn. Rejects, please meet up with me on disc 6. Rejects, please realize that we have to go slow. On 4, we talk about the beautiful things of our time. I will start. I love the thought of Christmas, lights and color. Cold, very cold, only horses. It is remote. I give them the square cigar box scene. Animals in outfits dance on mirrored glass. Handiwork, A++. The sky, diamonds in the glint. Geometry, little bit of moss. Going slow, etc. I will make them proud. Maybe even frighten them with my big magnifying lens head. They will give me a coat to go with the rest of my life. In the wings are the joke shows, the ongoing notes, the fret of nothing. I heard tell about the horrible pink foam, for instance. Save us from the foam as fixative holding up the boat. I've heard how the upper level is Drek, and therefore we are below Drek, we feeble people. I tell myself I must not believe this hunky speech, then dream, the shaved head with scab in the sun. Then someone took a picture. How horrified was I? Over 50%. Then I went to bed. The flea of a machine conceived, the circus I run to, an organized show of things practiced. I will blow out a cannon, then come back. Every little leaf of my skin, right back intact. My fly, trick, or trap. There are many now who will shrewdly be waiting with their cameras. I'm not happy to say. Though I fixed its hold on me, I fixed it so they will not see. They are the guards apart who love only their own trained dogs. Eggheads who have determined, eggheads who cannot conceive, eggheads who are from somewhere cleaner. Why not get a pawn turned queen in here? You from quiet prosperity do not get the thickness of our skin, nor its astounding capacity for callousing. Nor its boarded capillarial cones, nor its consequent bisect hearts. You who grew up around a soul, whereas we are coral, underwater, we build ground up, from almost nothing, which is what we love. A ride to the movies, the ride home from the movies. This is from this book, Moving Day, and it's on Canarium, just like Anthony's. Smoke outside. Okay, I'm not happy about the fact that I officially smoke. It's a bad habit, not a defeat, actually, a bit of a transfer. Before, I drank too much, but also I'm not smoking that much. After all, there needs to be something to look forward to, a pleasant sensation on the horizon. Maybe that's a weakness, to need that, as opposed to confidently facing discomforts inherent in the everyday. Or maybe that's me. Maybe it is possible to have a day without discomfort. Sure, it's possible, but who's got the money for that quality? And I imagine quantity of drugs, not me. For drugs, it would have to be. Perhaps it is my failure of perspective guiding this, the muscle that sees things positively, yearning, a little tense, discomfort. I wouldn't go that far. Ticking dread, maybe. Something that gets heavier with the full attention. A water bag. Yes, I would say discomfort is normative. Buddhists say this too, life is suffering. Knowing this definitely contributes to my overall discomfort. I'm actually Taoist, and Taoists respect the changes and could recognize a viable system. Maybe I can't recognize a viable system. Judgment, please. I measure the day as good because I'm there, and I try to get out a little more each day. True, I'm usually hard on myself, a self-proclaimed invalid. Nice people might see what I mean, the sensitive types. Yes, it's hard. Of course, it's not exactly dragging a friend and your two broken legs across a battlefield. Sometimes it's like that, although, but it hasn't been exactly like that. Frankly, in hindsight, I'd say, although I'm not committed to this, admitting to being an invalid is to create a brand new wing on the battlefield. That is, if you and the friend make it, and the bones begin to set somehow, but your mind is incapable of thinking of anything but the battlefield. That's right. I'm here, moving around, not shouting, I'm not here to wreak havoc. Havoc? How could I have havoc? And if I had, would I enact it? No. A sensitive person wouldn't, and an invalid couldn't, effectively at least. Three stupid ways to get through to the beautiful world is no. I won't get into it, not with that language, the subpar grammar, figure R for is. The is to tell you I only know one way, not now. I won't say, it's stupid, what havoc, string between trees. Cut, excuse me, folks. That was my nutty someone inside, an idiot really. I smoke with him. He wastes my time, but I am a fan all the same. When I was young, he held my stuffed animal, an abstract gorilla, away from me. He had her face, the starboard, and I beheld her little shoulders. She was burdened by my high ideals of costume and appropriate place. I poo-pooed her dimension by doing this, only half welcoming it. Yeah, the loving tucking in, the hug and kiss, kiss, kiss. The shared sweet dream where my motorcycle cops adopt us. She may be waiting still for the helicopter. It was confusing that I went to school, that I shuffled from television to refrigerator to toilet without explanation. Even when I brought her with me, I did not fully introduce her. I did not dip her into the actual drink I was drinking, smear my food on her face. You can imagine maybe my reserve. She was for me to get in and out of, my reach a limited thing. We are all, after all, mainly hiding. I was a failure as a transdimensional male, and a laugh as a transdimensional female. And even as a loving goof, I was 2 out of 4 stars, 1.5 after the laundry torture, the shallow meeting of dust as separate, desiring cold soap scent to that of experience. Neither of us could forgive this rejection. Did I mention my sister has the gorilla now? No, sorry, of course not. She does have it. She loves it. My blasé mage sister, who used to be perfectly brutal. Now she outstrips me in everything, including forgiveness and PMA, positive mental analogs. I smoke to make these things okay, not okay, but jokey. The gorilla is often good for a laugh. It's stuffed, but who isn't? Puff, puff. Hello, Mira. Hello, me in there. In my bathroom Mira movie, I am an urbanity. This mirror moves out to the street, the 42nd parallel. I am with the prospect. I'm independent. I can do anything. I don't even know if I mean well. He seems to see this riskiness as approval and challenging. What will we do? I imagine I will open wounds and leave. I will be Marlena. I will leave in lieu of payment, this making a mark in the mind. The tablet shared, on the other side of it, written in cursive, a coastline described. The map of a face, the trace it takes, and a friend is found. Though in the end, it takes time to show. It's on your face first. Understand, we each enact an uncertainty, the swiveling eye and mouth and neck, the unset or unmet gaze designed to find its sympathy, passing shame. Inside, I do not often smoke. I wait, night, the bathroom, maybe with someone mental. These things are my what, my faves? My waving fans, mastered to the puppy. I may be a puppy. There, I amuse the rumpled soldiers. They stepped out for a sec, and from their government ration, they will take a lucky strike, smoking at logo first, so the enemy won't know who exactly was here. They ask about the jobs. I say there is no shortage. I ask about their children, wife, or work. They say it is just okay. We do not go into the glorious, glorious. Something always interrupts. A rocket, an attack of entrail, something sounds threatening and we all look up. Shit, we have to put it out and get on with business, an ultimate drag. These men and women dressed like men, these men in lady nurse outfits, these women who feed us, they come outside to smoke. It's a break to stop and assess. What is the thought behind the emotion? I've ruined everything, my idiocy and selfishness. I've lost my dog and gorilla and hurt my partner. I am a disappointment, according to M, and impossible and worthless. Is this true? A sense. Everything is too big to ruin. I have lost my dog, but someone found him. Mr. Jackson, a veteran. He knows how it is. He's seen action. And the gorilla? She's moved up in the world. I hurt the man I love, but everyone does sometimes. She said I was a disappointment, but that is not an objective truth. I am possible. I suppose I am, and worse, that is personal. So do we problem solve or dismiss? Dismiss, go back in as is. With my friends, I will be helping in the end. I hope so. Yes. This is called In the Beginning. First wind, that is me. You are gold, so I am your ore. Until I am water, you are fish and river. I become one-eyed. Beware. You're aware. A bellows blowing. I am an inkhorn. You are an inkhorn. I am uncertain. You, leather bottle. Whereas I am flask. You are uncertain. I am web and loom. You are a lamb suit. I can wolf eat you. You become a key. I am a keyhole. You are copper beach. I am paper off that tree. You are the lost inkhorn. I see now. I am a new book. You sing and wander. So I am the moon. You are a quill pen to tell them their dream. I'm a stone to spark it. Or you are the soul. And I am your soul.